broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning, lovely people of the Tampa Bay area. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin, 99.5 QYK. It's going to be a great day today because we have your chance at more money with the holiday payoff right here on 99.5 QYK, $500 seven times a day. Now, Lana, I was telling you how you could win $10,000. Do you remember how?
That's right. If you listen to this radio station and you want to play, you can enter the keyword that we give you seven times a day online, 99.5QYK.com. You can enter it there, or you can open up our app and you can enter the word on our app. That also guarantees you, not guarantees you, but also qualifies you for the 500, and then you could possibly win that 10. $10,000.
Let me just give everybody a little tip, too, by the way. You can text in and win, but you're not eligible for the 10 grand. You're just eligible for 500, but do both.
Do both.
I'm just saying, better your chances, do both. I'm not sure I'm supposed to tell anybody that, but no, do both. It'll work. Did you say no, I'm not supposed to?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
Want people to win. So, boom. It's happening. All right?
I just don't understand why you wouldn't. Like, why would you not try to win $500?
Well, yeah, you can do that with a text. Why would you not try to win $10,000?
I know. Woo! That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's so easy.
All righty. Very cool. So, do that. Get ready to go.
You don't want the money. I'll take it off your hands. Just saying.
Always got a handout.
It's true.
I can donate it to animals.
I bet you would do that. Yeah. 8 o'clock, we will have that keyword for you, okay? Also, a brand new 7:15 second date update this morning. I'm very excited about our QYK Family Matters. I was reading the letter today, and I think a lot of people have been in this situation. I have some friends that have been in this situation. But we want you to weigh in on this QYK family. It's a letter we got from somebody. We'll have your chance to help them out, and hopefully we'll be able to help another QYK family member. Did you watch any of that game last night, Kev? Ohio State, Alabama?
I saw when it was 7-7, I went to bed.
Oh, my gosh. It was a rout. I couldn't sleep, so I watched most of it, and it was just a rout. I mean,
who won?
Alabama.
Oh. What was the score? 52-24 final?
Oh. Yeah, they just crushed them in Miami. But
yeah, Paul was watching, and I went to bed. I was like... No interest.
I was excited because Alabama's not usually an underdog, and they were an underdog in that game. So
it's weird. I love college football. I just couldn't get into it this year. Yeah. It's very strange.
Well, like you were saying about your wife, like in playoffs, I don't have like any skin in the game when it comes to Ohio State or Alabama. But when it's the national championship, I'm like, all right, let's see what happens. Plus, all of this stuff with COVID, it was just kind of a weird year anyway.
It was.
So I'm
very excited. Seeing the records, Alabama was 12-0 going into the game, and Ohio State was only 7-0.
Yeah.
It's a 5-game more. You know, I'm not surprised, but it was that year. It was that year where there's a 5-game discrepancy.
Yeah.
So strange.
Maybe they should have played more games and had some practice. Hey-o!
I mean,
that's what everybody's gonna say.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help.
Well, it's called our QYK Family Matters. We got a letter from someone, QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. You send us one, we will read it on the air, and we look to the QYK family to help you out. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin here. All right, Lana, whose letter are we reading today?
Her name is Grace, and she is from Brandon, Florida.
What's up, Grace?
She writes in and says, I've been dating a man for about 5 months, and we really, really like each other. She was introduced to his teenage daughter, who is 15, about 4 weeks ago. She said they went to dinner. They went to Busch Gardens Christmas Town to try to have some fun. She is a typical teenage girl, and she has voiced her opinion out loud that she does not like me and doesn't want her father to date me. They have been divorced. The parents have been divorced for over 7 years, and her mother is also remarried. She doesn't like her mother's new husband either, and that is why she spends so much time at her dad's. I don't know if I should just let this go, maybe let this girl have her dad and just walk away, or try to continue to push this teenager to like me. She goes, I really like him, and I do not have kids, so I have no idea how to handle a teenager. What do I do?
Wow, that's tough. Because, you know, you want the daughter to feel comfortable, but you also want the dad to be happy. He deserves to be happy as well.
Right, and it seems, and it seems like it's been a long enough time. It's been 7 years since the parents have been divorced. And the mother's remarried, so the dad should also have his chance at happiness. However, I mean, dealing with a teenage girl, I can imagine that's pretty tough.
Let me ask you this. If, as, you know, as a 15-year-old girl, Lana, is that, it's obviously an interesting time for them anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a tough time. They're developing of, you know, who they are. And...
Oh, I was a nightmare when I was 15. I feel so bad for my mom.
Well, no, what I meant was, though, like, it's a time where you're kind of finding yourself in a way. You're kind of seeing where you fit in when it comes to, you know, school and high school and all that. And
exactly. So I mean, you're going through a ton of changes, and you don't really like anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember during that period, I had a hard time even getting along with my parents and my family.
Right.
So that's a tough age for a girl.
Yeah, that is tough. And I like we said, I think the mom and dad both deserve to be happy, and they've been split for quite a bit. It's not like they're just jumping into something. But again, your kids come first as well. But it doesn't, if it was just one-sided, I might be like, oh, okay, well, there must be something going on there. But the fact that she doesn't like the fact that her mom's dating either, it's kind of,
well,
I think...
Her mom's remarried.
Oh, remarried.
Her mom's remarried, and she doesn't like him either. That's why she spends so much time at her dad's, and now dad's got a girlfriend, and now the teenager's kind of not having this.
Ooh, this is tough. All right, QIK family, you are up. See if you can help her out. 800-992-1099.
800-992-1099. Help, I need somebody.
We're doing our QIK Family Matters right now on 99.5 QIK. We got a letter from Grace and Brandon. And Grace basically said this: I've been dating a guy for a while who has a 15-year-old teenage daughter, and she is not a fan of me. Mm-hmm. Now, she also is not a fan of her stepdad because her mother is remarried as well. So she's thinking to herself, Grace, that is, do I just step away from this? I'm not trying to get involved where this daughter thinks that I'm just trying to horn in and take all the attention away from her dad. I don't know what to do. So she's asking the QIK family what's going on. We got some calls right now. We got Katie and Holiday. Katie, what do you think?
I'm thinking that she's not getting enough quality time with her mom. The stepdad's taking a lot of the, you know, a lot of the time away from her to be able to spend with her mom. So what if it's the same thing? She spends a lot of time at her dad's, and now she's thinking, oh, maybe this Grace girl's going to come in and try to take my place with my dad as well.
Yeah, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Absolutely. I see what you're saying. Now, what do you think Grace's course of action should be then?
I think she should just sit back and, you know, just let it play out. Don't give up. If she really likes this guy, don't give up. There's always something. The 15-year-old in her can work it out. She can say, hey, listen, I don't know what the deal is. Is it the fact that you think that I'm going to spend too much time with your dad? Go from there.
Right.
I mean, it's something that's going on with the daughter that has nothing to do with Grace.
Good advice.
Got to have a conversation for sure. Oh, I appreciate you calling, Katie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nikki's in St. Pete right now. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think she's missing the whole point. She should be talking to her boyfriend about this.
Okay.
He's the most important person. See what he thinks and how he wants to move forward.
Yeah, you know, it didn't say in the letter if they had had this conversation before, but I think it definitely needs to be put on the table with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. His perspective, as well as hers, and the child, is the most important. So see what he thinks about it and then move forward.
All right. I appreciate you calling, Nikki. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You too.
All right. Kathy in St. Pete as well. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going. Monday part two.
All right. Talk to me.
In regards to the girl not liking the step or potential stepmom,
right.
Been there, done that.
And how'd you handle it?
Only in reverse.
Okay.
I had two teenagers when I met my second husband, and my daughter was just a monster.
Okay. So how'd you guys handle it?
Well, he sat down and talked to her and told her, look, I'm not trying to replace your dad. You will always have your dad. I just want to be your friend.
Basically, I just want to make your mom happy, and I want to be your friend.
Exactly, exactly. And dad really needs to sit down and talk to his daughter and say, look, we're still new in this relationship, so, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Me and your mom will never get back together.
Right.
That's not going to happen. But don't keep me from being unhappy.
Or happy.
Being happy.
Right. And it doesn't change the relationship that he has with his daughter.
No.
Once you know that comes first.
Hopefully it'll become a better relationship.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It does.
All right, Kathy, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, I think the theme of the calls is you got to put it all out there, put it on the table, have that tough conversation, and let her know, hey, listen, I want you to know the boundaries. The fact of the matter is, you are still my daughter. I still love you. You still come number one. But in this part of my life, you know, I'd like to date again. I'd like to, you know, your mom's remarried. I'd like to date as well. And I think, you know, eventually that's going to be an okay thing.
Right, and once she sees her dad happy,
right,
she may change her mind about how she feels about Grace.
Right, and the fact that Grace is even reaching out to us, I feel like Grace is a good person.
Oh,
in fact,
yeah.
Like, she wants to roll with the punches, and she's cool, and
she's
gets
even
it.
Thinking about stepping back because she doesn't want to have anything to right. do to ruin that relationship. I mean, she is a good person. I think it's all going to work out.
All right, well, Grace, hopefully that helped you out. QIK family, thank you for that. Coming up, 7:05, we have your car line fun fact. Thanks for having us. On Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, it's a call line, fun fact.
Dropping the kiddos off of the car line. I got a little something for you to chew on today. It's 995 QIK. JR, Lana, and Kevin here. All right, check this out. A fortune cookie company once foretold the winning lottery numbers, which 110 people won on one lotto. Now, $615 million is the Mega Millions tonight. This is for the Powerball. But yes, on the back of, you know, they give the numbers on the back of the of your fortune. Well, this cookie company, it's called Wonton Food. They put out the Chinese fortune cookies, and this happened in Long Island City. That's where they're located, by the way, the factory. And these winners won something between $100,000 and $500,000. 110 winners. So the Powerball company was like, there's something weird going on here. There's some kind of conspiracy. But they checked it out, and they go, no, everybody had it, and everybody had the fortune cookie.
Wow.
That's wild, right?
So what you're saying is we should all go get some Chinese food and then open up a fortune cookie and go play those numbers.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Lana.
I'm in. Hey, if they can win, anything you can do to win.
Yes. I got one more for you. Here, ready?
Okay.
Bees can fly higher than the peak of Mount Everest.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost 9,000 meters higher than Everest.
Really?
So 29,525 feet is where they can run. That's what, you know, a plane goes at 30,000.
That's pretty interesting.
Nuts. Can you imagine finally reaching the peak of Mount Everest and then going, ow, a bee just stung me. How did that happen? Come on. Took me 3 days to do this or whatever it is, and now I got stung by a bee. Throw some snow on there and call it a day. All right, coming up, brand new 7:15 second date update coming up for you. Thanks for having us on. Kenny Chesney, Happy Does on 995 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 995 QYK.
Let's see if we can help somebody out today on the 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, and Kevin right now. We have Brent on the phone. Good morning, Brent. How are you, bud?
Good morning. Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good for us. So tell us about your date. What's her name? How do you guys know each other? What's going on?
Sure. Me and Courtney, we've had, like, mutual friends for a couple of years. So we'd see each other at events and, you know, see each other around, like, at different bars and stuff. And so we finally got around to getting into a date. You know, I don't know. It was one of those things where either she was with somebody or I was with somebody or we just weren't paying attention. And so we had a date that I thought went really good, but I haven't heard back from her.
Okay, well, tell us about the date. What'd you guys
do?
I figured, you know, I'm kind of a foodie myself and I like, you know, watching Food Network and all that type of stuff. So I invited her over to cook for her. I figured it would be like a nice way to really, you know, have an intimate setting, get to know her. Plus, you know, we kind of knew each other anyhow. So I figured, well, let's make it kind of chill, like Netflix, chill, wine, food, let her choose, you know, what she wanted me to buy to cook. And we had great conversation. You know, everything seemed to flow. But when I try to, you know, reach out to her now, it's just kind of like she goes to me. It's like nothing.
And the dinner turned out good? You didn't burn it or anything?
Good question.
No, I mean, you know, I'm just asking. It was kind of like I could handle, like, and I knew what I was doing. It's just kind of like shrimp pasta. And, I pre-purchased some garlic bread just to be safe.
Ooh, and you can still burn that, by the way. I've done it. You can forget about it in the oven.
You know, well, exactly. I don't know. Sometimes it's the simple things that, like, my brain can't comprehend. But it seemed like everything went really well, you know. We had a couple bottles of wine, you know. So, you know, we were really relaxed and chill by the end. Yeah. I just don't know what went wrong.
All right. And there was nothing awkward, maybe physically, that happened?
I don't think so. I mean, it kind of got the vibe that we're both into each other and everything. Okay. You know, so I don't know.
All right. Well, let's do this. Brent, we're going to put you on hold. We'll try to call Courtney for you, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, hang on. But right now, we're trying to help out Brent today on the 715 Second Date Update. Well, Brent reached out to us today about his date with Courtney, and I thought he did a pretty good job and did kind of a brave thing by cooking for her on a first date.
Yeah. Cooked for her. I guess they had wine, maybe a little Netflix, and because they kind of already knew each other, so he said this would be a great way to maybe get closer.
Yes. So they've known each other a little bit, like you said, through some friends, so this is why it wasn't like a traditional first date. But let's try to call Courtney and see if we can get her on the phone. Hi, is this Courtney?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Hey, Courtney, this is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 995 QIK. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is this the radio?
This is us.
Oh.
Have you heard our show before?
I have. I love it. Yes. You guys are funny.
Oh, well, thank
That's
you.
That's good.
No one else seems to think I'm kidding. Well, listen, we want to see if we could talk to you for a second, actually, about a date you recently went on. Would it be cool if we talked to you on the air?
As long as it's not Brent.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
It is about Brent.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you what we know about it, okay? He said that you guys have known each other through mutual friends a little bit, and you guys have hung out in groups, but never really one-on-one. But he invited you to come out, and he wanted to cook for you, and so he had you over at the house. And he said that things went well, and you seemed to enjoy the meal. You guys had some wine, you guys hung out, and I think watched a movie on Netflix or something like that. But since the date, he has not heard from you, and he has reached out and wants to know what's going on, Courtney. So what's the deal?
Well, he did a good job of telling you the story, but he did not tell you the whole thing because you left out a major part.
What's that?
So I'm over there. We're chilling. We were having a good time. Brent is a good guy. He's a really good dude. I'm completely attracted to him. The food was awesome. But he has this cat, and the cat threw up on my sweater.
Oh, no.
Wait, he has a cat?
Yes. Nice-sized cat. Yeah, he's a little overweight. He need Weight Watchers.
Oh, boy.
And he's really fat, and he threw up. Yes, this is a big cat.
And he threw up on your sweater?
He threw up on my knitted sweater. It was new. It was a Christmas gift. And that's not even the worst part. The worst part is, like, he didn't even, like, apologize. He kind of pointed to where, like, a sponge and soap was and made me clean it up. Like, I would have never did that to him. Like, I just feel like you should be a little more courteous. It was his cat, you know, and it was my first time over. Come on, man. You want to point out the sponge? I don't think so. So I was just like turned off.
No way.
And it was a lot. And he clawed at my purse. My purse was new as well. Another Christmas gift from my mom. And he clawed at that. I didn't even see him do it. I'm like, this cat is fat and busy.
Fat and busy.
Sounds like a real sweet cat.
Yeah.
No, it's not a sweet cat. Yeah. It wasn't sweet to me.
Well, we didn't hear that part, obviously. We actually have Brent on the phone. I want to bring him back in.
Sorry
about your sweater. Brent?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's not like, you know, it's a stalker or like a sociopath. It's a cat. I mean, you know, cats do cat things. I mean, poor Jimmy has long hair. He's only three. He likes to eat. Yes, he's a little pleasantly plump, but, you know, he's a good guy, Jimmy. Come on.
Did you say that your cat's name was Jimmy? I just want to make sure that's the name.
Yeah, Yeah, his name is Jimmy. He seems to like it. He purrs a lot. He's a cuddler. I mean, you know, but he gets hairballs because he has long fur. What are you going to do? I mean, you know.
Well, actually, there's a cream you can buy, and you just put it in the mouth.
Okay,
and
Lana.
So they don't throw up hairballs.
But I feel like you could have put him up. If you know this is what he does, you could have put him in a room, shut that little right in the room, and that would have been it. And he could have stayed away from my belongings, you know.
I think he'd let you handle it, though. I mean, he's kind of marking the territory like, hey,
territory.
He's marking territory. Not a dog.
Brent, let me ask you a question. Brent, let me ask you a couple questions. First off, I really wish we had a picture of Jimmy. Second of all, if you see your cat or your any kind of animal, you know, mess somebody else's property up, like, wouldn't you offer to either replace it or clean it for her? Like, it sounds like you just pointed out the cleaning supplies is how you do it.
You know, Jimmy does what a Jimmy does. So I just told her, like, there's, like, some soap and, you know, there's, like, a little sponge. It would clean right out. I mean, you know, he's vomited on all my stuff. I mean, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, you just pick up the fur ball and call it a day.
Well, why didn't you do it for her, though?
You, exactly.
I didn't think about it, to be perfectly honest. I just thought it was, like, kind of like a little, you know, love gift from Jimmy. And, like, she'd think it's funny or
cute.
But I guess she did it.
This is crazy.
No, it was disgusting. It was gross. And he's fat.
It's a fur ball. Come on.
Fur ball.
Yeah. Lana, do you want to ask our friend Courtney if she be?
I mean, I get it. I mean, is your sweater's trashed now? Your purse has got a scratch in it. You want to go out with this guy again?
No, thank you. I think he'll enjoy Jimmy a little more than me.
Oh, boy.
You want to hang out with Jimmy anymore?
Jimmy seems more loyal than me. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I want to thank you guys for a very entertaining morning.
Yes.
But I'm sorry that your sweater and your purse got messed up.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on with us today, Courtney. Brent, thank you for coming on as well. I hope you guys have a great day. Say hi to Jimmy. Oh, my. You know who I really feel bad for? Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, he's just trying to be a cat. I mean, what's that about?
I love that his cat's name is Jimmy.
That's great.
The issue, I think, is the fact that he didn't really help out. He just kind of was like pointing, like, yeah, there's something over there to clean it up. And this
happens
all the time.
He's probably so used to his cat puking everywhere, it's not a big deal for him.
I know. I can only imagine what his house looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. That was one for the books. Our 715 second date update. It was Courtney and Brent. Brent had Courtney over for dinner. They had a great time. He cooked for her. We thought everything went well. We got Courtney on the phone. Guess what? Brent had a cat named Jimmy who vomited on her sweater that was like on the counter and then, you know, like clawed at it, which tore the knitting and all of it. And he goes, oh yeah, there's a rag over there if you want to clean it up. Like, didn't, no big deal. And he goes, that's just Jimmy. That's just Jimmy. That's what he does.
It's just Jimmy. It's what he does. He's just a cat.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. His take on this. Anyway, all right, we got Lisa on the phone. Lisa, thoughts?
Am I the only one thinking about Seinfeld? Jimmy's got a hairball.
Jimmy's got a hairball. Yes, good callback.
I love it.
That's it. That's all I had to say.
All right, bye. I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Awesome.
You too.
Bye. Good morning. It's QIK. Who's this?
This is Sharon.
All right, Sharon, what do you got for us?
Well, I love Jimmy. I think everybody needs to love Jimmy because, you know, Jimmy's a good guy, you know?
Jimmy's a good guy.
Poor cat.
Everybody's focused on the cat now. I love it. But do you think that Brent should have done a better job at being a good host and picking up after his cat?
Well, he should have been, yes. But, you know, cats are cats, and I love animals, so I would have cleaned it up, no problem.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lori and Ruskin, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I have a cat.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, she's, you know, picked up a hairball before, and a little soap and water help, at least he could have offered.
Right.
I mean, that's just messed up that he didn't even say sorry or, you know, say, hey, let me clean that for you.
Yeah.
It would have been the decent thing to do.
I feel like that would have been an easy fix. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me help. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Randy and Pinellas Park, good morning.
Good morning. I got to tell you, you guys make my whole drive to work every morning.
It wasn't us. It was Jimmy the Cat.
I think it was Jimmy the Cat today.
Oh, my gosh. Jimmy the Cat. Wow.
We will never forget Brett, Jimmy the Cat ever.
Oh, my God. Right?
Join us tomorrow as we try to get Jimmy on the phone.
We're right. That's what we got to do.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you listening, man. You got any comments on this?
I would definitely say Brent needs to take responsibility for his animal.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the bottom line to the whole thing. I could never imagine bringing a female into my home and my little dog do something inappropriate to her or her material, and it would totally devastate me, and I would take full responsibility.
Yeah, it seems very obvious.
I don't know why he didn't do that and how he thought that that was completely okay. He totally dropped the ball on that one.
Yes,
yes he did.
All right, Randy. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You guys rock.
All right. Thanks so much.
You know, in a country way.
Yeah. I love it, man. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
I'm telling you, that was one for the books. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. If you missed that, you have got to listen to it later. It'll be on our QYK Instagram and Facebook page. I thought Kevin was going to have to leave. He was just going crazy. All right, coming up next, an I Feel Good story about a disco party in a very unlikely place. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I feel a good story for you right now. Star 95 QYK. All right, Lana, what you got?
Brooksfield Nursing Home threw a party on Saturday, a COVID-19 vaccine disco party.
No way.
Yes, can you imagine? They kind of tuned it up a little bit. Everybody dressed up in their striped body suits and their bell-bottom jeans.
I love this.
And they were rocking out doing the hustle and the lawnmower and the sprinkler dances.
Ooh,
and all that stuff.
Oh, Lana, Lana knows all about it. Were you there?
I wish kind of was.
It was like a vaccine party, meaning like everybody was happy that they were getting the vaccine?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's it was a nursing home. So, I mean, they said that the nursing home residents have endured 10 months of not being able to see their families.
Oh, that's so cool.
This is just the first step towards changing that. And so they got all the residents excited about getting their vaccine and had a little disco party. So
I love that. If Lana was there, I mean, that would be, you know.
You know what's going to be playing.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Got my vaccine. Down. I'm here in Brooksville. Got a vaccine. All right, that's enough.
That's awesome.
Great story right there. I love it.
Love disco parties.
Something to look forward to. You know, if you're ever in a home one day.
Remember how to do the sprinkler?
Nope.
I'll teach you.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
I'm loving the 70s vibe that's going on here at the radio station today. I've got something else for you. You know, the Bee Gees, they did a bunch of country covers, and they called it Greenfield's The Gibb Brothers Songbook Volume 1. We got another clip for you, Jive Talkin'. This one features Miranda Lambert, Jay Buchanan, and Barry Gibb. Take a listen to Jive Talkin'.
With all your jive.
Gibb in your life. I
who
love
doesn't
it.
Love the Bee Gees? Woo. So awesome is that. All right, I got some big news. Big news. Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks that everyone would smarten up and practice COVID-19 protocols. We could see theaters and live entertainment venues reopening sometime in the fall of 2021.
Concert
we're going to.
Miley
Cyrus. Yeah. We'll be there.
Obviously, we're hoping that everything can go okay. You'll probably still have to wear your mask and everything, but we are really hoping that fall 2021 is when we'll be able to start going back to shows. So good news there. I got more on that on our website. Thomas Rhett and his cousin are in the tequila business. They launched a new brand called Dos Primos, which is Spanish for Dos
the
Primos.
Best. Primos what?
Two
cousins.
Primo is cousin. I'm sorry.
Isn't that cool? Sorry. We have more.
By the way, let's be honest. You guys just asked me a Spanish word. I'm the guy that didn't know what the word banana was in Spanish, and I put down Chiquita. So just understand that happened to me in high school. So you're asking the wrong guy.
Luke Combs, you might want to check this out. He sits down with Dan Rather on The Big Interview later this week. It'll air on Wednesday on AXS TV. And he talks about that he suffers from purely obsessional OCD. Listen to this.
You know, I'll be worried that I'm about to have a heart attack or a stroke. And it's like it becomes like this very obsessive thing that you literally can never have an answer to.
Wow.
It's kind of scary. Damn. So anyway, you can check that out. Dan Rather, The Big Interview. And finally, people are noticing the similarities between Morgan Wallen's song Sand in My Boots from his new album and the song from Kenny Chesney's 2005 song Anything But Mine. So let's first take a listen to Sand in My Boots from Morgan Wallen.
Here you go.
Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my room.
Okay, now all let's right. Listen to Kenny Chesney's Anything But Mine.
And in the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland, so tonight I hope that I will do just.
I'm going to do it quicker now. Okay, ready?
But the melodies are similar.
Now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado. Making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope.
I don't know.
Well, they're in a different key, obviously. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, they both talk about driving to Tennessee after a summer fling, so there's that. I mean, the lyrics are not really alike. It's the story that's the same, but...
You guys realize they went to the same high school, right? Morgan Wallen and Kenny Chesney?
Yes.
So it runs in the blood.
I'm not really hearing it all that much, and I don't know.
It's not like you just put it out. I mean, it's been a while. I don't think he's ripping it off, and... It's whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe it, but those people on social media...
Oh, no, the guy in the other room. It was very upset when we walked in.
I believe it definitely sounds alike.
Would I'm not you, saying if the you exact were a judge, the same. If you were a judge, what would you say? Would you rule in favor of Kenny? Kenny's not suing, by the way. But would you be ruling for Kenny or Morgan?
I don't think it's exactly the same, but it's definitely similar.
I need a ruling.
Okay, then yes.
Okay.
I don't think it sounds like at all.
Well, we only have one judge, and it's Kevin.
Thank That's you. True. Yeah, so That's your Music Minute for today.
Your vote doesn't matter.
Appreciate it. Well, listen, with the whole theme of the holiday payoff, hopefully you're texting that keyword in right now, too, by the way, you could win $500 seven times a day. We're giving you that chance. We got a little bit of a money theme going on. You can do another round of Price is Right. There's a little twist to this one, all right? Lana and Kevin will face off 6 minutes away. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We're going to do a little something because obviously the money theme is going on this week with the holiday payoff, giving you a chance to win $500 seven times a day. We gave a keyword out at 8 o'clock. Hopefully you texted that in and got your chance in to win $500. So Woo! I thought I would stick with that and have a little test, a little Price is Right game with you guys to see how well you know the prices of certain items. Now, the theme today is these are items that are used that I found on Facebook Marketplace in the local Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
So, it'll be the closest to the, not actual retail, but the asking price without going over.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Lana and Kevin will face off. Here we go. Well, that first item up for bid is your very own golf cart. Ooh. 2008 custom lifted golf club. Our golf cart, street legal four-seater located in Palm Harbor. It has a 6-inch lift, LED headlights and taillights, brand new rear cup holders, goes up to 20 miles per hour, custom upholstery, and comes with a charger.
2018?
No, 2008. Excuse me.
2008.
Would you like to go first?
I'll go $799.
$799?
Yes.
I'm going to go $3,500.
Lana is the winner. It's $5,995.
Those are that much money?
Oh, they go way up from that, and that's a 2008.
Well, count me out on those.
Well, you were close on that one.
Wow.
That's $5,000?
$5,995.
And it's 13 years old? Yeah. All righty, then.
But they do custom stuff to them.
It was lifted.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Next, we have a Mopani Natural Brown Wood Adirondack Lounge Recliner Chair with a wine glass holder located in Clearwater. Always kept under a covered screen porch and is like new.
What color is it?
It's brown.
Brown.
Brown wood.
Oh, okay. It's not colored.
Adirondack. Well, it's stained. I will tell you it's stained. Lana, would you take a guess, please?
I'm going to go
$55. $55.
I'll go above that. I'll go $75.
Actual asking price, $85.
Yes, Kevin,
wow. For the win.
Wow.
It is 1-1. Kevin, will you please keep track for me?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Next up in Pinellas Park, you could be a lawn hero with this Craftsman 20 horsepower, 42-inch cut lawn tractor. Ooh. Take the labor out of mowing your lawn with this ride along and enjoy that fresh cut grass. Kevin, as a lawn mowing man.
These can get expensive, so I'll go $1,500.
$1,500. Remember, this is used, my friend. But you said $1,500. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to actually say $950.
You've both overbid, which means you can bid again.
Ooh.
Then I'll say $500.
$500. Lana.
I'm going to go ahead and say $450.
You both overbid.
Oh, wow. This seems like a piece of crap.
I'll say $200 then.
$250.
Actual asking price, $375. Lana with the win right there.
That's right. I mean, that's how I know my lawnmowers.
Yes. We didn't really know there.
All right, keep those clothes so fresh and so clean with this Samsung front-loading electric washer and electric dryer with pedestals in Tampa, Florida. They are red and like new.
So that's both of them.
That's correct, sir.
All right, Lana,
on pedestals.
You're first.
I'm going to go $1,800.
$1,800.
I'll go lower than that. I'll go $1.
Actual asking price, $1,200. Well done. Very good. Strategic right there.
I didn't know how much it would be. That's why I went on the very low end.
That was a very good, very good bid.
All right. This is the tiebreaker.
This is the tiebreaker, and it's the last item up for bid. Finally, 60-inch Vizio flat screen TV in St. Pete. Now, this 60-inch flat screen smart TV works great, but occasionally shuts off by itself. So you just have to restart it. That is the reason for the discounted price. But other than that, it works great. What could that be? Who's it, Lana or Kevin?
It's me. I'll say $200.
$200 for a TV that turns off by itself.
I'm gonna go with $50.
Actual retail price, asking price, is $100. Lana for the win.
It turns off by itself.
I love that description. At least they're honest.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Find these things on Facebook Marketplace. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Something really cool that we are doing. It's called the Summer's Backyard Makeover.
Seven Summers. We are talking about the new song from Morgan Wallen off the new album, Dangerous. And what we're doing on our website, it takes you 2 seconds to get registered for this. You can enter to win one of seven Belgard fire pit kits valued at over $600. And then if you're the grand prize, you're going to get a completely upgraded outdoor backyard area, outdoor space valued at up to $15,000. And all you have to do is just sign up on our website at 995QYK.com. It literally is going to take you 2 seconds to do. And you could have a nice backyard for the summer.
So what would you put in?
Oh, in my backyard?
I mean, obviously you want to put a pool in, but that's not going to cover it, 15 grand.
Yeah, but I mean, one of those nice fire pits and a big grill and a big, huge lounge chair big enough for me and Louie with a dog bowl.
And by the
right
way, Louie is not her boyfriend. That is her dog, by the way.
That's
my dog. What about you, Kev? What do you got?
I don't know. We keep talking about a fire pit. I like that idea, so I think that will cover it. And I want a fire pit.
All right. You want a fire pit? We'll get you a fire pit.
Thank you.
Sign up and win.
995QIK.com. Here's Seven Summers right now. Morgan Wallen right now.
Ah, I feel good.
Well, if serving in the Marines wasn't enough, this Lithia veteran, Donnie Dewey, is doing something pretty amazing for kids. Now, a lot of kids are still doing the at-home school.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought to himself, there may be a lot of kids that don't have a desk at home.
Sure.
So he's been doing this in his garage, in his workshop. He's been making gorgeous pine wood desks for students for the Sefner School. Let me just put this right here. At Mango Elementary, which is pretty cool, to help these kids out who are doing e-learning at home. His goal is to make 100 pine wood desks. And they're nice. We saw the video of this. They're really, really cool. And he's made 23 desks so far. Here's what he had to say.
My goal is to serve in every way that I'm capable of doing, and this is a part of that. My stepmother works for Mango Elementary, which is an area and a school that I thought I would have an opportunity to support some kids who possibly don't have a desk.
I love that. Aww, I love that.
What a great thing to do.
Yes. So Donnie Dewey, Marine Corps veteran, sir, thank you for your service to your country. And thank you for your service to your community.
Well,
you are
done.
Awesome.
I love
By the
that.
Way, great name. Donnie Dewey?
That is a good name.
That's strong.
Yes.
That's just strong. I love it. American Kids. Perfect song for this. Kenny Chesney, 995 QIK, coming up trending in Tampa Bay. We love you. We're Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. It's J.R. Lana and ACM CMA 22-year veteran. Are we going on 23 years now?
Yeah, yes, we are.
23-year veteran. Woo! Pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
Pride of USF.
Go Bulls.
And I don't know if you knew this, Lana. Mm-mm. He actually takes care of the air pressure in the balls that Tom Brady throws.
Oh, now, there was he's in charge.
Yeah, I know. Remember the whole deflate gate? Now, he's kind of the gatekeeper for that to make sure everything's okay because Buccaneers, we don't cheat.
No, we can't have that happen.
We had to really keep an eye on Tom.
That's right.
Anyway, all right. Kev, what is trending in Tampa Bay, sir?
The NFL experience leading up to Super Bowl 55 at Raymond James Stadium on February 7th is going to be happening at Julian B. Lane Park. It's in the Tampa Riverwalk in downtown Tampa. Well, it started closing yesterday in preparation for the NFL experience, and it will reopen on February the 15th, so 1 week after the Super Bowl ends. The reason for the temporary shutdown is because of the massive amount of equipment it takes to set up for the NFL experience. And the only part of the park that will remain open the whole time is the dog park.
Oh, yeah.
You'll still be able to use the dog park, but all the other stuff of the park you will not have access to. The NFL experience will have drill games, league history, and trophy displays, and appearances by former players, along with food and drink options. So that's, again, happening at Julian B. Lane Park on the Tampa Riverwalk in downtown Tampa. Hillsborough County and the Florida Department of Health in Hillsborough County will begin a second round of COVID-19 vaccinations this week for people 65 and over. Appointments are mandatory and can be made online going to patientportalfl.com or by phone. And we had those issues last week where the phone lines were all messed up. People couldn't get on. Well, they're doing it a little bit differently this year. They're doing it in tiers. So depending on your age, and there'll be a 2-hour window for the age group. So they're going to not, instead of everyone going on, so there'll be about 3 or 4 tiers in a 2-hour block to prevent that from happening. So cruises. More cruises are getting canceled for this year. Holland America, Carnival, and Princess Cruise Lines announced that they are going to delay more. Holland America canceled all cruises till April 30th. Princess Cruises through May 14th. Carnival canceled through March the 31st. But Carnival did say Monday that its 2022 bookings looking ahead of schedule than even 29 bookings. So people really want to go on cruises when they're able to again, when it gets back to normal. And finally, looking to go to Universal Orlando. Got some great deals right now. How about 3 months free on any two-park annual or season passes? Oh, that's nice. Fantastic. Florida residents got some great deals. Buy a day, get 3 extra days free on a one-day two-park ticket. They also have great deals on their hotels. If you go to our 99.5 QYK Facebook page, you'll see all of the deals for Universal Orlando on there. Hmm. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks so much for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. We love being a part of your mornings. Listen, if you need a good laugh, you got to listen to the 715 Second Date Update. There was a lot of things involved. There was dinners, there was Netflix, there were cats, there was vomit. I mean,
it was a lot.
And when I say vomit, it wasn't as bad as you thought, but I'm just saying it was strange.
It was involved.
Courtney and Brent, just yes. Listen to it and have a blast with it, all right? Because it will bring a smile to your face. All right, highlight of the show, Kevin.
We are playing a money game where you give us items, and then Lana and I have to determine. It's like Price is Right, so it's like you're closest, but not going over.
Closest to the actual resale price. Yeah.
So today you found some stuff off Facebook Marketplace, there was one that was a TV that turned off by itself randomly. Yeah. So
that was the description.
That was the type of items we were trying to figure out the price on. You can hear that on our podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. So please go listen.
All righty. Lana, highlight.
I like doing our Family Matters segment that we're doing in the 6 o'clock very hour. We've got if you've got a question or maybe something going on in your own family, you can write us in and we can kind of help you. We kind of open up to the QYK family and they kind of help you with maybe things that they've already been through as well. And a lot of times our listeners call in because they have been through it and they've dealt with something like that. So it's a good place to get advice. I love it. It's called Family Matters.
QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com is the web address or email address. All right, coming up, 10 o'clock, another keyword for your chance of $500. Here's the details. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.